This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drought shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, Remo, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nan. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box. Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
Say hello to TMB. Ty Bollinger is back. We're going outside the box, and we'll be together in just a few weeks. 5th, 6th, and 7th of October, The Truth About Cancer Live. And, of course, The Truth About Cancer Pets coming out. And I mentioned that I was talking about nutrigenomics and epigenetics. Apparently, you interviewed some doctors talking about that in terms of pet cancer, too.
Yeah, we did. Matter of fact, RSB, great to be on the show with you tonight. And, man, I'm glad that y'all didn't get hit harder than you did down there. I know it wasn't pretty, but it could have been a lot worse with Irma. So I'm thankful that you're okay and back on the air tonight.
Yeah, we took a punch or two, but we're still standing. And I'm grateful for everybody's prayers and thoughts and love. I mean, I really am. There's so many nice messages coming through, and I appreciate it. Again, there are a lot of folks out there that still don't have power. In Houston, they're still suffering. The Keys, they've lost everything, their homes. But, you know, part of what we learned perhaps about, you know, building, for instance, right on a little island, 5 foot, 3 foot above sea level, is that you don't expect them to last forever. That's just not the nature of what happens when the ocean and the waves and the storms come up, which they do throughout history. It's not new, but somehow we think we can defy that. I don't think that's a good plan long term. I'm not saying nobody should live on the beach, but recognize, hey, that's part of the normal part of what happens on a beach.
Yeah, I agree, man. I agree with you completely, Robert. But I'm glad you're okay. You mentioned nutrigenomics. So in The Truth About Pet Cancer, which we do have coming up in October, I interviewed several veterinarians on what the science is called nutrigenomics. What it is basically nutrition applied to epigenetics. So we know epigenetics is the set of things that you can do that will affect your genetic expression. Mm-hmm. So in other words, you might be prone to something, but if you do certain things, you may not get that something, like cancer. And nutrigenomics is just applying nutrition epigenetically. So we can use nutrition as an epigenetic switch or a trigger, I guess, that can stop certain genes from expressing if we eat a certain way. And, you know, Robert, that was one of the reasons that you began to eat the way that you are now. Mm-hmm. You're orthorexic you, which is, I'm saying, in a good way, is the fact that, you know, you were sick. And a lot of the reason you were sick is because what you were eating and what drugs you were taking. And you decided to go a different direction. And now you use nutrition as an epigenetic switch. That is nutrigenomics. And you can apply it to pets as well.
Well, and having living examples is so important, honestly, Ty. And that's why I'm grateful for what you've done with The Truth About Cancer. Because more than all of the doctors, which was awesome, too, is that you featured people who had overcome cancer. Now, some had been through some conventional therapy, some combined the two, but many of them decided, you know what, I'm going with nature. And they succeeded, and they are succeeding even today, and they're alive. And for folks out there that don't believe it's possible, you just have to see one person that has done it, and then you say, well, okay, if they could do it, maybe I could too. And that was my recovery start. When I saw a man at the time in his 60s who was dying from tuberculosis, sickly in his 40s, shouldn't have been alive and given up for dead by doctors and homeopaths, and he found a way to heal himself. I'm like, this guy's got some credibility here on the street level. I might should listen. And I began to apply. I went organic. I changed my diet. And, you know, when people say, you're really serious about it, it's like, well, if you had been as sick as I was as a child and through my teen years. Now, it wasn't like you could look at me, right? I wasn't like little tiny Tim on crutches, although there was a point in my elementary school years where I was on crutches because I had tendonitis. But physically, I could do stuff, right? I could overcome things. But there were nagging chronic ailments all of my life from when I was as far back as I can remember. So for me, looking at like my parents and grandparents' age, like Ty, you lost many of your relatives, your mom and dad and others. I queried them about their childhood, and they all had healthy childhoods. They didn't have chronic diseases like I did. And I could put two and two together at that point. I said, you know what? They maybe lasted their 50s and 60s. I may not make it to my 40s. So that's how my wheels were turning, Ty, at that time, to give me the opportunity when I, you know, when I prayed through teen years, please heal me. And instead, I was sent a healer to learn from.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
It is. It is. Don't give someone a fish. Teach them to fish, right?
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, and you, even though I was like, no, I'd rather have the fish, right? Because, you know, I think humans, were part of us is lazy, just wants to, just give it to me, right? We're teens. I know I have a teen. Oh, just give it to me. No, I'm not going to give it to you. You got to earn this one, right? They get mad at you. But then one day they look back and go, you know, I appreciate you pushing me on that because I wouldn't have learned it the same way. And that was, for me, my mission in healing, to become a healer, is I had to heal myself in order to have any ability to help anyone else. And I think, like Dr. Detox says, you have to have love yourself enough to take care of yourself so that if you truly do want to help others, you're in a space and a place that you can actually do it. And that is not selfish in a negative way. That's selfish in only a positive and loving way.
Yeah, it is. It is. You've got to take care of yourself. I mean, a lot of people don't take care of themselves. They're always focused on other people, and that's a good way to get sick as well. So, I mean, I think we can apply it on several different planes, but It certainly applies to nutrition. I mean, you definitely need to take care of yourself nutritionally, and that's it. Just shows how important it is to eat a good diet. And I was just looking at a couple of the episodes of The Truth About Pet Cancer that it will be coming out in October.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing to me that very much like physicians that go to medical school, veterinarians that go to vet school are not taught anything about the way nutrition impacts the health of the pets. It's
amazing.
This is a subject that is not taught to doctors, and I just still find it mind-boggling.
That is really incredible, isn't it? And you know, I got friends in the doctoring community, you do too, and they've had to overcome their training. That's why I call a medical degree is a handicap. Really, it holds you back more than it helps you ultimately. Although, you know, again, there are places for surgery. We talked about that even last night with Dr. Batar and Dr. Chait. But, you know, we talk about indoctrination, not just become a doctor, but in government education or indoctrination centers, these things called public schools. Now, a lot of people will say, if I can, I want to send my kid to a private school, have a little more control over the education. Then there are others like you guys that say, you know what, I want to train my kids how I want them to live. And I don't want anybody to influence them the way that I see them being influenced out in that world out there, right? Now, a lot of people will critique and criticize homeschool parents to say, oh, you're whatever phobic. And I'm like, no, they want to instill values that they feel are very important. And that's a great thing. Yet, homeschool families are constantly under attack. Now, this article out of Health Impact News, I don't know if you got to see it, TMB, by Terry LaPointe, talked about a law professor at the oldest law school in the nation. And this is where it's kind of like, I would almost play the I told you so theme because I've been talking about this for many years. If you enter your kids into the jurisdiction of governmental indoctrination or institutions, they will claim ownership because they truly believe it, like it's their religion. This guy says the reason that parent-child relationship exists is because the state confers legal parenthood on people through its paternity and maternity laws. In other words, if you ask for permission to get married, if you get a license, and then you get a birth certificate, you have basically made your children vessels of the state at will if they don't like what you're doing. And that's the risk that I didn't want to put my children through that many people unknowingly, unconsciously do because everybody else does it.
Yeah, Robert. That was one of the same reasons that we decided to homeschool, among many other reasons. But you know, you are unknowingly signing over your kids to another entity, and that's what exactly what this law professor at William and Mary, right? That's what he said. He says basically the state's what gives you the legal right to be a parent, right? The state is what confers on you jurisdiction over your child, which is exactly bass ackwards.
Right, and then this is where we can, I don't mean to play Hegelian dialectic, but those of you on the political left, and it's not everybody, I recognize that, but what you hear about in media as such, they really truly believe, like Hillary, that it takes a village and that village is basically government. And without government, you couldn't have kids, you couldn't raise kids, and kids couldn't be adults. And it's like, man, oh man, how did we ever get along, you know, all those years before all of this nonsense? And so I'm just saying, you know, I ask you, take very seriously the responsibility of being a parent to throw kids into those government indoctrination centers. I know economically a lot of people say, well, I can't afford to do it any other way. But, you know, we have chosen to sacrifice a whole lot of other things. I mean, not that it's a big deal. I don't think I've ever, no, I've never bought a new car. Okay, never. Always used. That didn't bother me. And I'm not saying that for people to have a pity. I just like, you know what, I made the decision, I could spend triple the amount of money, or I could send my kids to a school because we can't homeschool them for various reasons. And I made that decision. It's like all life is a choice. And unfortunately, people that want to live in victim consciousness will yell and scream at you that, no, 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 I didn't have a choice. I didn't have a choice. You always have a choice.
It's true. You do. And it's very similar to situations where people will say, well, I don't have the money to do this. I don't have the money to eat healthy. I don't have the money to eat organic. Meanwhile, they're making bad choices in other areas potentially of their life that they could be saving money there so that they could eat organic. It's the same principle here. I mean, if educating your children, if not exposing them to potentially having mandatory vaccines or, you know, the child trafficking and medical kidnapping and all this stuff that goes on when kids get into indoctrination centers at times, then I think you've made a wise choice. That's the choice that we've made. That's the choice that you've made. But you're right. It has to be a choice, and the victim mentality needs to go.
Yeah, but this article really highlights what we are not exaggerating when we say the evil nature of the state or lack of nature when they perceive that the state grants you the right as if it's your creator. Like I said, this is a problem when people conceive and perceive, like Bernie Sanders today saying, I've got single payer, everybody sign on, and you know, a third of the Democrats, half of them are all going, yeah, that's great. That's basically socialized medicine, which basically turns your body lock, stock, and barrel as if it hasn't been already to the government to control, to force and mandate injections even more. This is not a high functioning level of freedom. In fact, it's a lack of freedom. It's a freedom deficiency disease on top of all the other deficiency diseases kids who go to public schools get because they're not taught what is real, what is right, what is correct.
Well, they're taught what is correct to the indoctrinators, right? And to the indoctrinators, what is correct is for you to learn what they tell you, their version of history, and then to shut up and not ask questions. And so that's not learning to me. And that's not actually truth to me. But that's the state that we're in with much of modern medical or modern education, even including the medical system now, is you just kind of learn. You learn what they tell you is truth. The history has been rewritten. And then you're in a brand new paradigm where truth is fiction and fiction is truth. And we roll with the fiction.
Yeah. And then you got highfalutin status lawyers from prestigious law schools telling you that if you're a homeschooling parent, we should take your kids, we should get CPS involved immediately. You think that's a good... No, I don't think so.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
There's a theme. There's a method to the madness here on Outside the Box, where we do go outside the box each and every week with Ty Bollinger. And, you know, talking about authority and authoritarians, how about the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, the CDC? They've been caught. Somebody found out about this, an internal email obtained by Axios. Super Don, what is Axios that they got this internal email from CDC? Do you know what this Axios is?
I'm not familiar with it. Let me see if I can find out.
Okay, so somebody got a hold of this internal email. It's like every day there's more WikiLeaks, which is good. I think we need more sunshine, especially on government. And the message was sent by Public Affairs Officer Jeffrey Lancashire and dated August 31st, instructing all CDC employees not to speak to reporters, even for simple data-related questions. Dude, what have they got to hide? That they even a simple data, don't tell them anything about the data on anything. Ty Bollinger, what's going on?
Dude, if you got nothing to hide, why are you hiding something? I mean, the reality is it's clear in light of what happened with the CDC whistleblower, with Dr. William Thompson. Mm-hmm. And with the mountains of data that was released that showed the CDC knew about the DPT, you know, the MMR, causing autism in African-American babies, that they buried data. That's not even disputed anymore. When they argue about vaxxed, what they do is they argue about, you know, and they'll criticize Andy Wakefield, but they don't mess with the data because the data has been released and the CDC knew. So If I were the CDC, I'd do the same thing. They've got a lot of skeletons in the closet. I wouldn't let anybody talk to reporters because some of those skeletons are liable to get out.
Well, I think that's what's happened, and I think it is a response to what happened with the whistleblower. They lost control of the message. Of course, they didn't think they had to do this, but somebody had pangs of guilt and conscience in William Thompson. And apparently there may be others out there, and they're trying to head that off at the pass, as you say. We can't have you people talking even little bits, because now with the Internet, with access to data points and other things, people can really find out what we're hiding. And it's not good. And people might not want a CDC. And other than the toxicologists at CDC, they're all, I'm not talking maybe with the bureaucrats are just pushing paper or pencils or digits, but those that are the virologists,
yep,
the so-called epidemiologists, I mean, they, if anybody speaks out and talks about the true cause of disease being toxicology, toxic poisons, and deficiencies of nutrients and minerals, man, oh man, the game's up. The vaccine, the game is over. And they don't want that. They can't have it. There's too much money in it, and there are other nefarious schemes behind it, as Bill Gates absolutely knows.
They don't want to release the data. They want to embargo the data, right? Those are exact terms that were used by the CDC. They're going to embargo data. In other words, not release it to the public or destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're 9/13, right? So 9/11 was two days ago. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing that happened with the Pentagon on 9/11. When the plane allegedly hit the Pentagon, there were 86 cameras at that point that were on that part of the Pentagon. It was the most videotaped building in the world that day. And on 9/11/01, when that plane allegedly hit, mm-hmm, immediately the FBI embargoed all 86 cameras and didn't release any of the footage for several months. And then they released four still images that look like you don't know what it is that hit the Pentagon. So my question again regarding the Pentagon, even though we're not even talking about 9/11 today, is, mm-hmm, if you got nothing to hide, why are you hiding something?
Man, the deep state, the deep underbelly, the shadow government, these things are very real. And I know that some people, it's still a bridge too far to go there. You wrote a book, Monumental Myths, that goes through a lot of that. And it's like the curtain that's like kind of the veil that's, you know, put over all of our eyes when we're little, especially if you go to government indoctrination centers. They basically deliver a form of reality that holds on to every official story that ever was. And I remember history class was so boring to me in high school and even before in elementary school, because it was about learning what happened on what date in history and never connecting the dots.
Mm.
Never connect. And I was like, this sucks.
The sad reality is that's the truth. And, you know, just thinking about 9/11, it makes me think of Liam. Mm-hmm. His section in official stories on 9/11 is probably the most well-written section on 9/11, chapter on 9/11 that I've ever read in any book anywhere. So,
yeah.
Miss Liam, and if you haven't read official stories, you should get it.
Yeah, it's still available. God bless Liam. I mean, what he brought out while he was here, just done too soon, as they say. But, you know, you're right. This is why we're trying to raise kids who can question authority, who can question reality. And, of course, deeply rooted in principle. That's not it. You know, that you think, oh, my gosh, they're going to be, you know, wild children that never listen to anybody. That's not, there's a distinction here. And you know the kids when you meet them. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. What is the cost or the price of producing a new cancer drug? Is it $1 trillion, or is it far less? And have they been lying to you about that, why they want more of your money?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929. Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I'm really recovering from the hurricane. Honestly, it was a ramp up of stress that it's like a chronic state of a subtle anxiety that I wasn't used to. And I feel it now. Like I had a great night's sleep and everything's going well, but I'm like, dude, I just feel like I've been through a lot. And I know that our people are still suffering, going through even more than that. But it just ratcheted my attention up to how much even legitimate news coverage of a weather event can ramp up anxiety.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it did. I mean, I know just growing up around Dallas, Fort Worth area, that when there would be like a tornado warning or whatever, even if we never even got close to a tornado, just the anxiety of anticipating that it might come was enough to, you know, throw your stress through the roof. So this was a situation with this hurricane. You knew it was coming.
Yeah, yeah. Now, yeah, and again, there's good about that. You can prepare for it. At the same time, you have to navigate the stress. It's CBD. You can get some CBD oil, plus CBDoil.com. RSV15 gets you 15% off. Take advantage of that. Also, breathe, pray, whatever you got to do to stay connected to source. Don't let the media, even if they're doing legitimate work, right, and covering a weather story, they tend to sensationalize it. Although, again, I thought a lot of the coverage was legit. They did warn people and saved lives because of that. So it isn't all a conspiracy, right, every time they say that there's a weather event. That's why, you know, the flat earthers are disturbed, because they take it to the extreme that there are a lot of official lies, everything's an official lie. It's like, no, you have to be able to navigate reality to find out where they're right, where they're wrong. And it isn't because they're right that they're right. It's just that they happen to be occasionally. And you can go, okay, like, we can give props to people we disagree with politically on a lot of issues. And if they're right, like, they'll align with Rand Paul on the authorization to use force that happened after 9/11. 16 years later, there's still troops in Afghanistan and Iraq based on that authorization, which is not a declaration of war. And he says, hey, let's bring this back into Congress and have a real debate and discussion on it. If the people want it, this is where it happens, not the executive branch, no matter who's the president. And so it's sort of like you see far lefties that are connecting with Rand Paul on this issue, also some conservative people on the right, because it's not a traditional right-left thing. It's about where do you stand principally on the rule of law and the Constitution.
Well, that's the problem, Robert, is that today people don't even look at where they stand on the rule of law or the Constitution. It's always a right-left thing today, and it's not just the left. It's both sides. It's mostly the left. I see a lot more intellectual honesty and consistency from those on the right, even though I see a lot of inconsistency too.
Yeah.
But I think it's more on the left. But both sides certainly are guilty of this, that they will defend something that their side does, whereas if the other side did it, they would criticize it. That's just politics. That's intellectual dishonesty. It's not genuine.
Right.
And I think that's why the American public has become so down on the media, on the news media. They don't trust the media. They don't trust the reporters. They don't trust the anchors. They don't trust the politicians. They don't trust anybody anymore when it comes to politics, because there's so much left versus right, when we really should be looking at right versus wrong, not left versus right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And again, when we see the disasters of Harvey and you know, the hurricane we just went through as well, and Irma, you find people tend to want to get along. It's in their best interest. It's in their own self-interest to get along with one another. But others foment the angst and the anger and the hatred because they profit, they benefit from that dialectic. And then they synthesize something new that is not in your best effort or interest. In fact, you become more enslaved to another paradigm, not of your own making, but of your participation, tacit or whatever. But we've got a lot of things to cut through here on Outside the Box each and every week. Ty Bollinger and I get together. One of the things is cancer drugs. Not that we're fans of cancer drugs, but one of the claims is to why, right, you get a Bernie Sanders saying, we're going to make drugs cheap for everybody, or free for everybody. He's like, he's clueless, because we don't need cheap drugs. We need fewer drugs. We need more people on nutrients, right? But here we have this, even the argument that the drug industry makes, well, our drugs are so expensive because it takes so much money to make them. Now, there's some cost in R&D, but a lot of that is borne by the U.S. taxpayer. Let's be honest about that. And then they even exaggerate those costs. They probably pile in their advertising costs and say that's part of our budget for making the drug. And there's a study here that's the New York Times, of all places, is writing about, that they looked at 10 cancer medications, and they claimed that there are gross exaggerations in the actual cost of production before they bring it to market.
Well, you know, the popular mantra is that it takes, what, over a billion dollars to get a drug to market?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm looking at this article. Is it saying that it's much less than that? Let's see. Median cost of $757 million per drug.
Yeah. Now, and they say that some will cost more, a lot of them will cost less. But the idea is that they say once it comes to market, they have to recoup their costs. And, of course, that's capitalism, except it's happening in a monopoly market. Because let's be honest, what competition does the drug industry face for cancer treatment? Tell me, somebody.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm looking at the article here, Robert. It says the average, according to Tufts Center for the Study of Drug Development, the average is $2.7 billion is what we're being told.
Okay.
But this study is saying that it's about a quarter of that, $757 million per drug. So, yeah, they're upping the ante, letting us think that these drugs are much more expensive to create, so that when they charge us, you know, 6,000% of what it costs, that we'll say, okay, you've got to recoup your costs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, again, it's a crime against humanity, certainly, when we talk about the fact that these drugs, whether you perceive you need them or not, again, in a true free market, I got no problem. If you want to have access to a drug, that's your business. But when the government says, you can't have access to anything of nature, right? We talk about selenium. We talk about a lot of things that are preventive, reversing of cancer. Some of the doctors we integrate, they integrate. Some of them are all holistic, things like that. But in many cases, in many ways, like Dr. Batari, faced such high-level persecution and prosecution, nearly bankrupted him simply for wanting to go outside that medical box.
Yeah, they did. Dr. Buttar has been persecuted quite a bit. I'm looking forward to seeing him, by the way, in just 3 weeks. He'll be there at the conference in Orlando.
Yeah, no, it was so funny. I was joking with him last night because we couldn't do live on Monday because of the hurricane power outage. And so he flexed with me 2 weeks in a row to do a Tuesday. And I joke with him. I say, I gave you an extra 24 hours so you'd actually be on time.
That's funny.
And then I blame you.
I was looking at a couple of things today, and we've requested that all the speakers supply us with little short video snippets that we can use in the marketing for the program. And it's funny because I just got over. I was going over the list. There's still about 30 of the 40 speakers still owe us something, and I was checking off. Oh yeah, they'll send it. They'll send it. I got down to Buttar, and I was like, forget it. He'll never send it. Okay, next.
Next, go on. In fact, I saw that message today now that my power is back on. So tomorrow is my day. I'm going to do my little promo video for you, which
cool.
I love to do. We'll have fun with that. But again, you know, folks, this is the thing. I mean, I think we have the integrity to say, you know what, in a real free market, I wouldn't even argue for the banning of drugs. But in a market that is a monopoly, I might argue with it. It's like, dude, why are you providing only poison for the people? Vaccine issues.
You're absolutely right. And here's the problem. It's like a stage magician. You know, it's like chicanery, and it's worse. These cancer drugs, one of the side effects is they cause cancer. So are people dying of cancer, or are they dying of the drug that gave them worse cancer? I mean, we don't have the answer to that question, but it's something worth considering, is that if our main treatments for cancer cause cancer, is the epidemic really caused by the disease itself, or is it being caused by the treatment for the disease that causes that very disease?
Well, it's funny you should bring that up, because the next article Super Don provides to us is entitled Childhood Cancer Survivors Are at Double the Risk for Chronic Conditions. And, of course, the ultimate chronic condition is cancer, as we know. So, you know, you survive cancer, that's great. We're happy for you. But if you survived it by toxic poison, and you don't know how to counteract the toxic poison you've been given, you're inevitably headed to a degradation of your very life force through the physical body that's been assaulted so by toxic poisons that diminish and debilitate you and remove the very minerals that will help you function and prevent the very cancers that are being caused by those that are treating the cancer.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy, Robert. It's just... It happens with cancer drugs that are very, very popular cancer drugs. For instance, tamoxifen, right? So it's a breast cancer drug that is known to cause secondary ovarian and I believe it is uterine cancers. So maybe the woman doesn't die of breast cancer, but she dies later of uterine cancer or cervical cancer or ovarian cancer. But it was caused by the tamoxifen. But they're like, well, she's a survivor. She's a breast cancer survivor. It just so happened that she died from another kind of cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're talking about researchers found by the age of 50, the average pediatric cancer survivor had 17.1 chronic health conditions, including 4.7 that were considered severe or disabling. Now, again, not surprising to me or you, but there is no paradigm within modern medicine that acknowledges that they are the primary cause of cancer. As I've said, when they say modern medicine is the third leading cause of death with drugs, I say no, it's the first, because they greatly contribute more than any other cause to the number one and number two leading cause of death, cancer and heart disease. So I look at what they do, their interventions, albeit life-saving in an emergency trauma ER kind of place, great. But in dealing with chronic conditions, as Dr. Batar said last night, woefully inadequate. In fact, just the opposite. It creates the very chronic conditions, including the cancers, ultimately, that they'll be the exclusive ones to so-called treat or take care of, in fact, creating more problems.
You know, and Robert, it's so strange to me still, and I can't get over it after so many years, of just this quandary that I'm in when people hear, you know, you or I talk about drugs for cancer causing cancer. They'll say, oh, you're crazy. That's not the case. You're a conspiracy theorist. Meanwhile, on the actual label, you know, the package insert for the drug, it says that it could cause secondary cancer. So it's hidden in plain sight. The labels say it could cause cancer. But when we say, yeah, read the label, somehow you're a crazy nut job.
Isn't that funny? Because it's the same thing, and you've said this. Read the drug insert. Okay, now let's read the vaccine insert on the CDC's page. What's in it and all of that. And then they call you a conspiracy theorist for simply reading the label. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's so bizarre because, as we both know, and I've brought this up before, but it was the Tripedia vaccine for Sanofi Pasteur. That was the DPT for Sanofi Pasteur called Tripedia. It was pulled off the market in 2013, and their speculation is that the reason it was pulled off was because they had to change the name because the package insert actually said that one of the side effects was autism. And they pulled it off the market and renamed it.
Yeah, very interesting that. Also, what about the things that doctors do to cover their aspirin, right? Is that what you want? When you go to a doctor, they have to cover their aspirin, or do you want them to help you to get well? We're going to help you get well next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to libertyid.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code FREETRIAL. libertyid.com. libertyid.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
That's why we rock the health world. Despite the fact that occasionally I'll sneak in a Neil Diamond song. Listen, Cherry Cherry rocks. I'm sorry. No matter what you say, that song still rocks, too. So it isn't all mutually exclusive. Anyway, TMB, always great to have you on board here. And, of course, can't wait to... Oh, you know, I was just thinking about it when we're at the Truth About Cancer Live. Remember how you set me up in front of that screen of the Truth About Cancer? Are we going to have a setup? Because I want to do, you know, live radio interviews while we're there. Is there a place for me to be when we're there?
Oh, yeah. We'll get you set up.
Okay, cool. So, folks, you know, come on, say hi when we're all together. And if you got a story to tell that you've learned about, listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We want to hear about it. And some of you write in. In fact, we don't have time to do a lot of questions and comments of the day, but tomorrow I'm going to hopefully catch up on those post-hurricane. We'll get there. Now, again, the other aspect of modern medicine, and listen, I feel for these doctors, too. It's not that we hate doctors. It's never been hating doctors. It's recognizing, like we talked about with my buddy Dr. Chayet and, of course, Dr. Batar, that once they get into doctoring, they are locked into a licensed profession that asks permission to exist and granted special permission and status by the state and the government and the pharmaceutical industry all collude to control the practice. So you have good guys and girls going into it perhaps to help people more often than not, and then they're trapped by a disastrous limitation on what they know they wanted to do, which is what my uncle, the doctor, warned me about. And then they find out, you know, here doctors admit that at least 20% of what they do is not needed, but they do it just so they won't get sued.
Yeah, again, Robert, it's the system that's broken. It's not that doctors are individually bad people, but they don't understand when they go into medical school how broken the system is. Many of them begin to suspect it during medical school, and then when they get out and start practicing. And then it comes to the point of what do you do at that point? You know, you're in debt from the loans to get through school. Do you continue to play the game, or do you try to step outside the box and do the right thing? Or do you try to do the right thing while still playing the game? And so there's a lot of decisions that are tough for doctors to make. And, you know, we certainly don't want to be any that would, you know, judge or criticize doctors, because it is a tough position that they're put in. But it's always good to do the right thing.
Yeah, well, exactly. And the thing is, by doing the right thing, you're punished severely. And that's why most doctors don't do it. A batar is a rare breed. You know, somebody says, you know what, I'm standing up for what's right no matter what it costs me.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why he has the immense respect of us and love and appreciation and of many that have come and encountered him and have gone to him for help, the many people that he's helped, but yet rewarded with what? You know, they still attack him. They still, even to this day, attack him. And of course, you know, you hear the no good deed goes unpunished. Well, in the bigger scheme of things, it's not going to be punished. But down here, small men with small minds want to keep you in the box that we go way outside of each and every week.
Mm-hmm. And I think this topic is part of the iatrogenic deaths that we talk about so frequently. You know, 20% of medical care not even being needed. We see an excess of 780,000 deaths a year from medical interventions and from iatrogenic causes, which means doctor-induced. This is certainly part of that total.
Yeah, it's all adding up. By the way, there's a great article by our buddy John Rappaport. Just today we published, how many prescriptions do doctors write per year? And as we talk about the politics of war even, it isn't ISIS, as dangerous as they are, that will do us in. It's our own lack of concern for our health. And our wrong-headed notion, like Bernie Sanders says, means we need free or cheaper drugs. We are already such a drugged-out nation. We add any more, it means the demise of this country. Perhaps Bernie Sanders wants to see what happened to Venezuela happen to us. I don't know, but that would be the end result of putting more socialized medicine into play.
We're already the most drugged country in the world, and we're also the sickest and the fattest. So, I mean, there's definitely a correlation between these things. Hey, here's a novel idea, Bernie. Why don't we get healthy and get off the drugs? And then that would actually be true health, as opposed to this pharmaceutically induced coma that we're in.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, he and his wife are most likely know this. But they, you know, they parade around as most socialists do, as if they have the do-good heart of the world. And indeed, they do only based on theft, the theft of your money, the theft of your creativity, the theft of your ability to do things that are far greater than any government could do or deliver to anyone. And yet their idea is you're the bad guy if you don't want your money stolen from you to be used in a way that is far less efficient than you can use it in the helping of others. Have I said enough?
No, you're just getting started, brother. Just getting started.
This is me being tired and cranky. I hope you didn't mind.
Great show, buddy.
Good to be with you, TMB. Super Don, thank you, Ben, on the board. Ty Bollinger, we're going to see you soon, but we got more outside the box to do before we get there. In the meantime, tell them what they need to know before we got to go.
You need to know, and you need to remember that the power to heal is yours.
Yes, it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat.
Thepowermall.com.